That shit's smooth, bro. Like you said, that shit's slow, bro.
Mm.
Yeah, I came back out here and niggas was flying on the TV.
What?
I'm like, oh,
slow down, everybody.
I'm going fast right now. The speeding out there, bro, on the street, like, was like 45. You can hit 50, yeah. Thing is, ain't nobody even on the street.
Yeah, ain't nobody out there.
Yeah, I hear it. Niggas is 80. You think like a like you had some NASCAR like,
speed shit, 65, nigga.
80, 80. You can get 90 over here,
that's
like.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I was in Arizona.
Niggas gotta be somewhere.
Hell yeah, niggas gotta go.
I got there. Shit I gotta do. Move, nigga. Swerving it out.
It was a single lane highway. One lane this way, one lane that way. School limit was like 60. Like, this shit is dangerous. Yeah. But with no divider, niggas gonna get drunk out here, get in trouble.
No swerves, baby.
Yeah.
You're off your head. You're like your head game.
Keep your head on the swivel.
This is the Durag Discussion.
What's the deal? Durag Discussion Season 6. Bryce.
Okay.
We got Jerry. Special guests. Yes, sir. Shit, the champ is here.
Yeah, champ is here, man.
Congrats to you, yeah.
Appreciate that.
How's it feel?
Shit feels good, honestly, bro.
Actually, no, the more important question, where you get your ring, baby?
Yeah.
Probably next year when I go back.
On some first game shit?
Like on some ceremony type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Y'all get a parade?
I don't know, honestly. I don't even think there's
enough people out there.
I don't even think there's enough people out there for a parade.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna drive down one little road, like one lot?
Yeah.
Hey, nigga, we used to have a parade in Lil' Venison. All the locals at that bitch. Nobody at home.
That's for football.
That's true.
And it's college.
There is a college out there. Come on, nigga.
What?
All I need is a ring, bro. Like,
what are they am I trying to have?
We won with baseball.
I mean, that's why they should celebrate y'all niggas.
No.
But nah, they still got the college there, though.
But they got college.
Montana?
Yeah. University of Montana.
Yeah. They got football. They got all that.
Football games?
Stinks, though. Their football team stinks, though, right?
Yeah. Nice issue.
Oh, for real?
Maybe UW. Yeah.
Oh!
Like, you ain't got to say that,
they're like 2 or 3 and 0. But
oh, fuck.
And got UW out the way?
Yeah, like, maybe,
excuse me.
Maybe UW the first game, though.
But shit.
Maybe the Pac-12 team, so
yes.
Right.
That's like Pac-12 beating Big Ten.
Yeah.
I'm telling about the baggy jerseys and sister.
I don't know. Probably.
Bryce is all they think.
I'm not even trying to hear
these niggas.
I swear I'm
they
not trying
to. They got practice jerseys on in a real game.
No, I don't know what they got, bro.
These niggas bought their jerseys. They ain't even sponsored.
Niggas when
that's
it
how we was
them.
A few times, shit.
Shit.
But nah, I'm playing. Well, that's good for them. I like to see a fucking Power 5 school. Yeah. Like my FCS.
Yeah.
No, they're not lower than that, bro.
University of Montana? Hold on, let me.
Kill it. No.
They're in some league, bro. It's called like.
It's some league.
They D1 though.
Yeah, they D1. They gotta be double A.
Which University of Montana?
Yeah, they might not be FCS, you're right.
They're not FCS.
Yeah. Are they a big star?
FCS?
Big star. Not even big star. That's D1.
It's like North Dakota, Wyoming.
Eastern Washington.
But that's still, that's not FBS, nigga. That's not bowl series. Blame this nigga on his own platform.
It's a bunch of these motherfucking schools. Sac State, Southern Utah.
Oh, yeah, so they're double A. If they play UNC, Northern Colorado. Yeah. South Dakota. They're nice. Mm. Jackrabbits. Or was it? No, that's not.
That's elite. You're elite.
Hey, we're on a whole different equipment.
Oh yeah, we just stepped the game up a little bit.
Yeah, we got new mics. Got the sound wall out.
Yeah, double sound wall.
You feel me?
Came back to the boys with all
official. Like a whistle. But Mental State, start the episode.
Shit. Advice. 7. Up, bro. Nigga, told you I started looking at that shit from the
9-3.
9-3?
Mental State.
Nigga smiling and shit.
Bro, I'm good, bro. Probably out of 10. Oh, God.
Me too. My favorite team. 10 for show.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Feeling good. Feeling good. Feel good out here, too.
I know this little thing. The boots in the next year, we sweat.
I was the one in Montana.
It's cool, bro. We're going to get our top, bro. 2 to 3 weeks. The hardest week, bro. We're going to run, maybe?
Oh, oh, that's it. Not bad. That's pretty good. For where I'm living, nigga, that's not bad.
Out here,
we had a couple 3 months of like every day at some point, it was like 104 big
feet. So we had a river right by us, too. Big ass river. So you just go hop in that bitch, bro.
That shit cold as hell.
Cold as fuck. Damn, you're like an ice bath.
For real. Man, cool, we had the cool same
right
shit.
Bro, we do that right after BP.
Yeah, Colorado, but they'd be like, get in the river, let's swim. They can swim. I'm going to freeze. It's just like, literally, I'm going to be stuck.
Straight up.
That shit's cold as fuck. No matter what, if the sun is out, nigga, it can be 90 outside. Nobody gives a fuck. Nigga, it's cold in here. Like,
woo. Like, that's another thing. That, like, it's just like, back to the, in quotes, luxury, right? Just being able to go to the backyard. Go catch a fish or some shit, or go swim, you know what I'm saying? That's like right here. Niggas got food and shit.
Nigga, you got 45 to the beach.
Exactly, you got 45 to the beach.
Nothing like that.
If you want to go, if you want to go fishing, you got to go further.
You got to go
out there. Yeah. Like, remember we used to go to Santa Fe Dam or whatever?
Yeah, that one over there?
We used to go fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga with no knowledge, we get everything. We got tackle, all types of shit, right?
Bro, we got the whole tackle box.
The whole tackle box. Niggas never caught shit.
How long was you out there for?
Hours.
Having a ball. Hey, having a ball. We're having a great time, nigga. Okay, what you talking about? That shit was fun as hell. But we never got nothing, though. Shit, bro. It was just the idea, like, damn, we might get some.
For real.
Today might be the day. Be out there just quiet as fuck.
Big chilling. Hell yeah.
Trying not to scare the fish away.
Embracing the outside. Them
niggas not coming.
But I was in Habasu, like, oddly enough, it was like fish, like all around the sea.
We can see them shit.
So yeah, traders out there fishing. And it's teasing it. They wasn't biting that shit. They was dragging that shit. She was chasing it.
Yeah. Nah, fish tank, bro. I love that shit. Just be watching the movies. And you'll see a difference in them. Like, they'll stop swimming or something. Like, they're just like, you sitting. Like, throw some food in there, then they moving. I'm like, yep, yeah, they're just hungry. That's chilling. That's ugly.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Tell us how it came up, first of all.
Okay.
Tell us that story.
I was at work at the bar.
What bar you work at?
It's a spot down in South Pass. Don't pull up on me. But I was down there. This nigga that come in there, lightning, big ass lightning. You know, just big white motherfucker from South Pass. Like 6'3".
Big as hell.
Bro, insane. Cool as fuck, right? Like, I maybe be getting drunk. And, like, I'm cool with everybody that comes in there because, you know, it's my job. I got a job to do. I got to be cool with y'all so y'all can put some bread in my pocket. Of course, like, if you vibe off some shit, we can vibe. And like, we're going to be cool. And he's hella cool with the bartender. We've been knowing them for a minute, right? So I'm carrying the crate of glasses back to behind the bar. Nigga hit me on my butt as I walked by. I'm like, hey, bro. I said, watch your hands, bro. So I put the rack down. Oh, wait, no, that was...
You should be dead.
That was the time before when I had the rack. I'm like, watch your hands, bro. So then I put the rack down, started putting this way. Like, I ain't even going to talk. I ain't even taking no mind. Like, you just going to have to sit with what I just told you. So that was the first time, bro. Second time was maybe like 3 weeks later or something. Okay, next day. And him and his friends are like, they're, you know, they could be touching with each other. Yeah. You know how certain people can touch you with their friends. I walked by, I didn't have nothing in my hands this time. And I just, like, knew something was up. And this nigga was like, moved his hand out. Like, shot him. I'm like, hey, bro.
What did I tell you about this shit,
like,
bro?
I don't play those games, bro. Like, now I'm going to have to tell you about this. I don't play those games. Like, don't hit me on my butt, nigga. Yeah. Like, don't do that. I don't know what you and your friends got going. I'm not your friend in that way, bro. Me, but across this bar, we straight. Don't put your hands on me. I don't know you. Not like that, right? He was like, oh, Chad, bro, come on, man. I'm like, bro, don't. That's my money game. He's like, bro, come on. Not like that. So try it.
Bro. It's like, it's like.
Try it. I left it at that, bro. Again, that's the sense. And I hope you don't, bro, because then I'm going to really have to act up in it. We're not on no football field, basketball court, or baseball diamond. You know, there's no need for another man to hit me on my behind, and you're not my pops. Like,
that shit is hella uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened on the football field, you know what I'm saying? It happened, like, in sports.
Yeah, sports is whatever. You start learning that as a kid. So you see the pros do it. And they're like, okay, I mean, I guess the game, you know? Yeah. At least with your teammates.
If it's coming from, like, a coach,
I can't even hold you.
In all reality, like, there's some tall kids, right? But if that shit happening to your coach and you're a little kid, that nigga's going out his way to bring down the hoops in your ass. Y'all not at the same level. It ain't no quick little
back. Yeah, nah.
You had to reach down, up over, put your back in jeopardy.
Yeah,
like,
bro, watch out. Oh, but yeah, that's just the start of how this segment came. So the title is, like, I'm not from over here, I just go here. Like, where I come from, though, I don't play this game, you know? You did this, like, over here. I would have let you have it. Like, you would have been fighting. Straight up.
Yeah.
I don't know you like that. Don't hit me on my ass. But I'm over here in this whole different place with all these other different people. And I feel like we all can relate to, like, relationships so many different ways. And especially you. Just coming back from fucking season.
Yeah.
Like, just having to adjust and, like, not really, like, change yourself, but like, code switch is what it's called.
Yeah.
like, and how we have to do that so often, just because of like where we were placed as kids, where we had no control of like having a code switch, like being adults and then like ending up in an environment where you're like, okay, this is how I gotta maneuver right now, because I'm not, well, I'm never gonna be that's a period. Like, I really gotta, like,
I felt that in Colorado for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, I'm on the football team. So any reaction out of me, anything that I do, just straight to the football field. Take your scholarship for this or that. I'm not kidding.
Right.
Exactly. So I'm like, oh, I ain't fucking around with none of that shit. But I still just was letting you know. I ain't never got slapped on the ass.
Why you gotta throw that out there?
I'm just saying, like, I had to deal with like the physical.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I really have to hold my
post. Maybe actually there was one person, I don't even remember who it was, but like every time the ball they would be fucked up, it started getting physical, nigga. And I'm like, bro. Okay, how big you are, bro? There's a lot of bottles on this, bro. I would protect myself at all costs.
Like that down there. He can't even come in the arc,
bro. He be, what's up, bro? Pushing me and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is up with you? Nobody want to have a wrestling match in here.
I'm coming here to relax, nigga. You hurting me up.
You know, I stayed off the tequila, too.
Oh.
I got tequila in my bag. I got battery in my bag.
Yeah.
Honestly, Montana was cool, honestly. But like when I went to like Florida and Tennessee.
Oh yeah.
And like Iowa and shit, bro.
I mean, you think about the
camera. Like, you just bro, like I ain't never been in a physical shit. Like,
yeah.
Nobody coming up to
me. Yeah.
You also fucking 6'4".
That's what I'm saying. No, they're not coming up to me, bro. You just gotta like watch how you know, cause you really will be like only nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
don't even notice that shit. I look around the classmates and shit and be like, it's two of us. He didn't even think about that yet.
And you look like a nigga.
Bro, that's what I'm like out there, bro.
A nigga. Out here, nigga.
No, but out there, bro.
Yeah, for sure. It's like,
I mean, I was just.
Looking you up and down.
But you can't, bro. It's all like.
Yeah, shrug that shit right off.
That's just how it be over there, too. Like,
and in Florida, especially, too.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even expect that.
What part?
Mm-hmm. I was just for Myers.
It's like a damn army base.
It sounds like they got a lot of white old people home.
Bro, bro, that's where a lot of people go to retire.
There we go.
See? But it's a old college town. Home. It's a college town. They got like 3 colleges.
That makes sense, bro. That makes sense.
2 or 3. FGCU and then.
Oh. Yeah, they got it.
Ooh. Yeah. They got it. Not leaving campus.
Yeah, no. They love it here. They love it here.
I was in Tennessee.
What part?
I was in Knoxville.
Yeah, you was in Tennessee. I was in the city with like,
oh, I was in Nashville. I'm sorry, I was in Nashville. Nashville is a big city. University of Tennessee is Nashville. But we was in a small city called Turkey Creek. It was for internship, though. It was like,
how long you did?
A week. So we went to training out there for 7 days. Internship is for like. Teaching internship, but for like college students. So we go train out there, then you go back to the sites, but it's like all over the states or whatever. So we all meet up in the seat training. We end up in Turkey Creek. It's like 2,500 black people, all niggas for this program.
Yeah.
It's ran by
2,500.
Bro,
y'all changed the whole city. Y'all changed the city's population, bro.
Like the hotel.
Over there for sure.
So the first year,
where all these niggas come from,
bro? So my first year,
I thought these niggas here. What?
We stayed at the campus, University of Tennessee, because of so many people that they have to house there. Second year, we was at hotels, so they had to put us in Turkey Creek. It's one Walmart over there. They got like a little circus strip of restaurants, hotels. People from Long Beach was at the hotel, like 7 miles away. That was the closest other spot.
Out of Turkey Creek?
Out of Turkey Creek. They didn't another part of Turkey Creek. But the next hotel spot, 7 miles down the road. We pulled up to Walmart. Niggas was just big chilling in the parking lot.
I was literally about to say, sitting
at the back of their truck. Like, Walmart put their truck bed. I'm like, what the
kicking
fuck?
I done heard that before. Yeah, like, it was weird.
We wouldn't have seen that bitch. They like. And I'm like.
Oh my God.
Like, what the fuck is y'all looking at?
Oh shit. They so salty. They like, what in the fuck?
Bro, it's straight neck. Like, we Californians, you know. Right. We just moved here to be niggas from. Louisiana. Because this nigga's from Mississippi out there, Louisiana, like the South. And everybody meet up out there, everybody just be vibing. We went to a club, bro. Man, turned that motherfucker out. Nigga started shooting right after I left. It was white trappers out there, bro. It's crazy. Like, it's a whole new world out there, bro. Like,
selling that hard, huh?
Bro, look like it. Like, I ain't never seen a white nigga look like that, bro. I don't know what to do right now. Do I say what's up or nothing?
Just look straight, man.
Yeah, just.
That was shit low key scary as hell, though. Huh? In them situations.
Yeah, like I remember my. My parents came out to Iowa, bro. And that's the best. So, why won't we walk in? Everybody breaks their neck, bro. Yeah. Just staring, bro.
He's
like, they don't even take it. They are.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to go eat somewhere else? That's fine. So we ended up. It was straight, but it's just like.
I'm already knowing. You just like, dude, we can do you.
It's like too much attention.
Yeah, bro. It's like this. And it's a small little hole
in the wall. Oh, yeah. They all be. Like, they be there every morning together.
Everybody know each other, yeah. Bro.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Tim. Hey, what's up, Carol? What's up, Carol?
Yeah.
Good morning. You're late, little. You're a little late today. Like, what the fuck? So I had a segment. First question, I should say. What's the difference between a hunter and a farmer?
Can you want to start?
I'll start it.
Oh.
I want to hear what y'all got to say.
I'll start. Like a farmer, like, gets on his own, like, in his own space.
Okay.
Don't got to go nowhere to get it. Hunter has to go seek, and then go kill, you know, go out, and then come back home. Right. The farmer can just go that shit from where they at.
Hey, dang, honestly, I never really thought of that first thing, but. And
then
he said it, I was
like, yeah. that was it.
But, hunter kills you, don't they? I don't think farmers kill.
They
more like gather and maintain.
They kill like.
Like nurture.
They kill like moles and shit. Like,
yeah.
Rabbits. Off the little rabbit shooters. That was good. Because I didn't even think about it that way at all. Mine was, a hunter goes for an immediate reward and relies on it for survival. Like, I gotta go and get it now, or nigga, I'm hungry. You feel me? Go grab that shit now, or I'm gonna be hungry.
You gotta be.
And I can't be. And then, for the farmer, is patient and waits for the long term. While being part of the process each day. Like, you can't just take a day off as a farmer. Like, nigga, I ain't going out about it. Yeah. Today,
So much fucking land, bro.
That shit's done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one day that's fucked up now.
That's exactly what I was about to get into.
And then just having like the flow, the natural flow of nature around me. Like whatever's happening anywhere, whatever, you know, you just going with it. I can't control how fast this shit goes. I can't control how this shit goes. Mm-hmm. Drop some shit out there. You know what I'm saying? Go through these and like rake out a little bit, but like
make sure none of them fighting on that shit.
I'm still like, this shit can fuck up. Mm-hmm. And then I throw it out. Wait till next year. Never, not even start over. Or whenever the next time I can plant this shit. But nah, it was just like the instant versus patient.
I don't think it was that way either.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, both gotta be like super, super strategic. And the end of it is, farmers in consistency, consistency. can't take no days off, really. Like, not sure if she's gonna go bad.
Neither can a hunter, though. You right?
Shit, a hunter like could.
Oh yeah, because
you got enough meat.
You
could
got enough meat to eat that shit for 3 days. You're not gonna go hunt.
You could go hunt for a day,
but it's only gonna hold you a bunch of 3 days.
You could go out there to kill a whole bunch of shit. Take that, go freeze some shit, and you got food for the next month, maybe, or meat for the next month.
It's true.
Who you think works harder?
I think they both do, honestly.
The whole reality of the hunter works out. Farmer can work twice a day. For an hour or 2 hours. That's it.
But like you said, they...
Because you just let the process happen. So you do have a lot of weight.
But the hunter gets his reward right away. But you do got to work for it.
Not necessarily. Because the hunter could go out...
downtime from eating.
So the hunter could go out and not kill shit. This guy's, the farmer's crops could get fucked up. That's a downside of hunting. You go out there, shoot all your shit, come up with nothing. Everything gets away. Or nothing dying.
Ooh, so he does work hard. One thing, one work hard.
Okay, is the hunter all on foot, or has he got a car?
I think he got a truck.
Okay. Like, I forgot, though, because, like, there's like different states for like different seasons of hunting.
Right. And then got a trip. With a bear.
Shit, that could be like life, like shit.
You know what I mean? He just traveling too?
You got a good, you know what I'm saying? Upbringing, you got start with money, whatever. Maybe you hunting with a car.
Drive by
on the antelope.
That's good.
Yeah, if you don't, then you're on foot.
Nah, bro. I got cousins that's still in the South and hunting. They drive their truck, park that bitch, and then walk.
Yeah. But then think about somebody from the third world, fourth world, fifth world, that's just like still doing the normal shit, how it started, like with spears.
Like, with a knife in their hand, running. Tackle, not like to laugh about this shit, but like.
But for real. Got a knife, that's it.
Damn. I couldn't even imagine. Like, damn, that's crazy. Think about like, in this world, in this place, like, in the army, and right? Like these paths, bro. Think about people that still, like, doing shit like that. Like,
my nigga, they living though. They not even drinking. They not fucking. Like,
they gotta do for people.
Yeah, no.
For everything. Yeah. Water, food, clean bathroom, if there's a such thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Bones, man.
That's a
different
type of face in yourself.
Yeah, different,
bro.
You come up
you
so
listen.
Different.
Like, nigga, I
can laugh at it. Like, what is that? What? You know what my dad would do to me?
Right. Like, dude, I'm gonna have to live out in the fucking desert by myself. Like, they're gonna send me off. Hey, you can't have me. You failing? You failing this shit? We can't have you here. That's just fucked up. Yeah, not fucked up, but like, it's real. That's so different. I feel for your food every day, or whatever, however many days. Shit. It's really training as, like, nigga, 2 years old for that shit. Warrior. I mean, that's what you are, so you better get there.
Now. What you talking about last week? This is the warrior when he didn't want to kill his family.
Ooh, and this is your duty.
This is your duty.
This is your job.
Yeah.
You can't just say no.
Yep.
Nah, I ain't gonna do this, but
this is what you
want. Oh, that liberty is.
Shut up and take this note. Kill this chicken.
Get that motherfucker.
Yeah.
He gonna run. You know what you're doing. He gonna run. Where he catches his ass.
He's gonna start laughing.
He's gonna be hungry.
And then you're gonna be like, hold on. Let me get it.
This nigga moving. This nigga trying to survive. Get him over there. Don't get me. What else? Shit. Next little segment I wanted to add. This is going to be added to every episode. It's called the Ungame. I've been going to therapy, well.
What's it called?
Ungame.
Ungame?
Un.
UN.
So I've been going to therapy. My last session, she was like, "We gonna play the Ungame." I'm like, and she started talking, and I'm like, "Yo, you guys gonna go over that? The Ungame? 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 Okay, baby, but, all right, go ahead."
Thanks.
Like, nigga, I did the same exact shit.
Like, you going?
Because if somebody say it quick, you're like. Nigga, what this nigga say?
I need to understand everything you said.
This nigga made up a word. Nah, but like it's just a game of questions. Some deep, some light. You know what I'm saying? But it's just a random amount of questions, or you know, random questions.
Mm-hmm.
And she was trying to ask me like, "You want a deep one? You want a light one?" I'm like, "Well, you just pick, like." This is your job. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you how to do your job. There's two different types of questions. So I just found a big-ass list on Google. And I just picked, you know, four. And I've set them in each episode all the way down to the end of the season. They're just random questions. And we just going to ask. I think there's four of each. We have four. So, first question. Who's the talker in your family?
I got
immediate family.
No, I'm saying. No, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, my family loves to talk, bro.
Bro, yeah. You go first. Yeah.
I know you're not it.
Definitely not it.
That question that makes me think I might be the talker, though.
If you didn't think of nobody?
No, like, I just asked him, like, I know they're you. I'm like, legit. If I don't talk, because I have my mind made up, I'm like, I didn't even think of myself. They gotta be a number one that takes the ball.
But it's not, bro. They all talk. So like, they're together, bro. We'll be at a restaurant for like 2 hours after you just talking, bro.
2 hours is good. That's good.
For real.
2 hours.
Yeah, like, bro. I'm out of here, bro. This is done. We're done here.
We get at restaurants for hours on the internet, bro. I'm trying to. I got a couple, bro.
Why were you trying to leave? Then they start a whole new conversation. We can adapt up everything. You trying to talk about something else now?
First two. I got like five. And then I got like an opportunity. My mom and dad, we would be patients for ever and ever and ever. Like, because they just talk to people. Like, they know too many people for one.
Mm-hmm.
And they just be talking. Like, y'all got each other's phone numbers. Like, y'all know. You can hit them on the way home.
It ain't the
I
same.
Know, but I'm like, man, we're trying to screw. Also, pops. We would be trying to leave, bro. Anybody? anybody. We'll be here for like 25 extra minutes after you're supposed to get somewhere. The doctor, I'm trying to help myself more, just impatient with timing. Everything happens when it's supposed to. So let's have this conversation. Whenever it ends, type stuff. The other three, we might really take the girl coming up. Other ones.
I'm like three.
The other one.
Hey, getting a chance to speak.
It's Jules.
Okay.
But about nothing. Man, it's Jewel. She takes the gold. Anybody in the family say that?
Definitely my dad. Without a doubt.
For sure.
Y'all know me. Y'all like, yeah, that's for sure. Nah, for sure. He's going to take the gold every time. And the silver. He going to talk to anybody. He going to find something to talk to. You better believe we gonna find something to talk about.
Oh, your bitches got laces too?
Oh, yeah, check that out. I have my slides on, aren't you? What kind of shoes you like? Just on anything. Take it there. Yeah. Y'all would be
that's just tight running, though, bro. I think it's gonna adapt to it. It's
really gonna
sing so much, but
straight out. We definitely talk. Now, who's listening? The person that be furthest from the talk is listening. That's gotta be shit.
I mean, that,
we got an obvious answer then. If we like to say, like, yeah.
But you think anybody who ever admits to not do it, I'm not like, they hear them, they know that they're talking to that.
You sit there and smile, like, you right.
Yep.
You right, buddy. All right, shit. Next question. What family holiday experience has left pleasant memories? Or like what holiday, let's say what holiday, you know what I'm saying, is the most memorable?
Thanksgiving, probably for me, my birthday, like sometimes. Mm-hmm. Every 7 years, it falls on Thanksgiving, so I usually put the fam on my birthday. I'm up on that. I'm gonna beat this. So, with some good food, great food, great vibe, you know. Take another, and I just took another lap around the sun. Thanksgiving. Yeah. When I was younger, though, I grew in mom and pops together up on Santa Rosa. We moved on. You ever been in the house on Christmas Tree Lane?
Yeah.
No.
Christmas Tree Lane.
The house.
The house on Christmas Tree Lane.
That they stay at?
Yeah. Across the street from the library. Shit, it used to go up over there, bro. There's so much space. And it's piled up in there, bro.
That's it. Christmas, honestly. It's because we're about to go into a new year. You know what I'm saying?
It's your
birthday.
It is my
birthday
too. Yeah. Well, I'm here with the Sag boys.
I'm here with the
Sag boys.
Yeah, you know how my family get down on. Just chilling, bro.
They don't even start cooking till about 9:45.
Yeah, we have late, bro.
Food don't come out till 9:45, I should say. They cooking all day. Everybody talking, eating,
my grandma not playing. My grandma said that she'll make some stuff the day before.
Yeah.
So it was like, if you could just get heat up in the oven.
But they'll have like three things out from like that they made. But then there's like something else come out like 2 hours later.
With my family members.
I'd always pull up late as hell and they'd be like, oh, we just now pulling the turkey out. I'm like, what? I'm going to bed. I was like, there. Like, I done ate three meals.
Yeah, this your fork from right here. That's why you like that. Hell yeah.
It's scary stuff.
Like, you know, I love those type of holidays. So, there's nothing nice about it.
Mine would probably be Thanksgiving too. I love the food. I love it just like, you know, it's either at Aunt Brenda's or my grandma's doing the house too. Yeah. Either way, it's fine with me. Like, where everybody know where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up. It's just family, food. Game is always on.
Hell yeah. Football. Yeah. I forgot about that.
And shit, maybe football and basketball, shit. Because you'll have a football game going and then
basketball.
Exactly.
It's great.
That Thanksgiving game.
But I was thinking about other games that maybe be playing like dominoes. Cards and shit. Should be getting active. You ever see my family playing dominoes? Respect.
Slapping them shits.
Lock it.
You remember my
clack,
you
know,
this clack, this table right here is very durable, and that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Flip this shit over.
What do you think this table is for? Why do you think this don't move?
Shit. What kind of food do you think of, or what kind of food do you think would describe you? Why?
Like this.
For real, it's shit different. And I didn't even see the questions either.
Describe so. Me as a food? Like,
yeah, how would you describe you as a food and why? As long as you can eat. This is a hard game to die, man. The Carhartigans.
My car, my car,
but somebody had said some shit. It was like this past week. They said they was talking about like niggas that be back in like their hometown. They're like, yeah, nigga, when I go home, like nigga, it's different for me now because I'll be out and shit. I'll be living somewhere else, and I come back. Like, you just be in the backyard, huh? A bunch of niggas partying, and he's like, yeah, the backyard of you. He said, yep, the backyard of you needs to be out. Look at us.
What a thought.
That's just crazy.
What a fuck we right now.
In the backyard.
The backyard.
We some backyard of you. With the car hard of you. Oh shit. We were like back yardigans with the cat yardigans. Car hardigans.
We still gotta answer this question though.
Shit, damn. I'm thinking we just went through it.
Question is, Trav, what kind of food you think would describe you and why?
I was about to say some wild shit.
I can't say that. Like, it don't even sound right.
I'm digging too deep, bitch. I was about to say some wild ass shit.
Swear, bro.
Oh, let that shit slip out, too.
I was going to say some nutty ass shit, bro. I swear.
I was saying I'm like a sandwich.
Okay.
But I hate sandwiches.
Nigga, what kind of sandwich?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's like saying a pasta. It's just a million types of pasta.
I was trying to think.
Ooh, I got one.
I'll say that thing. Nigga, I don't know what's a good sandwich. I said a fruit cheese steak. Nah, because you know what to expect from a fruit cheese steak.
What do you expect when you use it, right?
I guess you don't know.
Like, I feel it's the same it's thing, though. Cheese. It gotta be the same thing.
Right.
For it to be considered a Philly cheese steak.
That's it. That's it. Like,
okay. I mean, any sandwich you describe is gonna be that, though.
So I'm trying to think of, like,
you made specific.
Because I was so saying a sandwich that, from the outside, you look at that shit, you're like, nigga, that's just a sandwich.
Oh, with the booty bread? Like the ends of the bread, end of the loaf,
with the buttered Texas toast at the end. Ooh. Yeah. Oh no! I'll say a BLT. Cause you look at a BLT, but outside of it, you looking at it, you like, nigga, it's a BLT. I get a BLT. But nigga, a BLT smack every time.
That's true.
It never disappoints, cause nigga, it's bacon. You can't fuck up lettuce, you can't fuck up tomato. But every time, you still like, damn, this shit.
Go back.
Bacon don't lose. Bacon undefeated. Remember we used to buy
Georgie's?
When they used to go to Georgie's at Odyssey, they go on a run for advisory. Or they get a delivery, whatever, but man, they put in orders. If you got some cash on you, nigga, you on. We'd be like, nigga, give me a BLT. I got a little nigga extra money. Give me some fries too, then shit. Fuck it.
Talking about the whole day. Money.
The whole day, bro.
You getting a BLT?
You brought money, right? Cool. Yeah, you get the BLT today. Nigga, you get the pizza. I'm like, nigga, I want a BLT. I could make you. This is fire. Yeah, I'm BLTV.
I'm packing ramen, bro.
Mmm.
Okay. Always easy to make. I'm an easy going guy. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to hit.
Always.
It's always going to be there.
Right.
It's gonna be quick. You're coming in your clutch.
Grab it and get them out of there.
Yeah.
Put your little flavor on it.
Okay. Hey, that nigga do it too.
And I don't expire either, honestly.
I'm always
available. I'm always gonna be here.
Always available.
I'm always here. You need me? I'm in the back of the
cut. In the cut.
We back here. Yep. Yeah, I am.
Did I say I'm a type of pasta, but gnocchi, but that's made out of potatoes. It's not your average type of pasta.
Okay.
And we use like flour and then they make the dough.
Yeast and shit.
Yeah. We had a fire. We had a fire.
We had a, what's it called? Real quick. Like potato fries. I mean, you can get no cheese.
Like, he said that shit again.
It's some white shit.
The potato fries.
Okay. I think it's potato. I hope I'm not saying it wrong.
You might be, bro. Potato.
What is it called? You know what I'm talking about?
Hell no.
It's like, I swear it's potato.
Real God.
I'm going to look it up after this. I think it's potato. That's basically like how we were calling it inside our shit. With cheese.
Oh, okay.
And soda, wait, and soda fries.
Okay, where is that at?
It was like a little bar up there in Colorado.
Okay.
Attached to the...
in California.
Then,
that's why I asked. Where is
and
that
it
at?
Was attached to the pizza joint I was working at. And they had a bar and all that shit. You know, they got the little weird bar food.
Oh, yeah.
But you could get fries and they put like cheese on it and then like, nigga, some sauce. I don't know what the sauce was. You can basically customize them, but there's a whole bunch of different weird shit.
Mm.
I never tried it, but they used to put lunch in it on the fries with like cheese and like, you know, barbecue and shit. Huh?
Mm.
Who's saying that?
That was put that poutine on that shit.
Poutine that thing.
I hope I'm saying it right. I'm really saying it yesterday, like,
hell. Even if you ain't, you is, nigga.
So I'm proud for that, too.
Nigga, that potato fries.
Bro, what's that shit called?
Sorry.
But no, go back, Sean.
No, you straight. One, because that shit hit. Pasta is filling. I feel like I could, like, fill people up.
In, like, in a spiritual way.
It's poutine. It's poutine.
What you laughing at, real?
Not poutine. I can fill you up.
No, like in the end of like a...
Shut up, Lawson. You weren't even paying attention, bro.
Bad, bro.
In many different ways.
I'll need you to fill me up, bro.
Nigga, I ain't talking about you. Nigga, shit.
I'm good, bro.
That's funny.
In the sense of like bucket filling ass whites. Hey, I'm trying to be all like on a good path. Y'all knocking me off. Shit, that's it. Period, nigga. Shit, fuck it.
Nah, you got a rebound, bro. you gotta catch this shit off the bounce. That's how the bad meant, bounce was. Like,
that's what I meant.
You can't leave it off like that, bro.
All right, I'm gonna give an example, bro. Because I'm good at giving an example.
You still going. You saw it.
So, like, if somebody is, like, feeling down type, mm-hmm. I could, like, hit them. Feeling like the terms. I can't stop talking to them. That's it.
You good, bro. You ain't got to be like, bro. Shit, that good, like,
is like, that okay? Like, shit. Shit. Send me the one. What the hell?
Nah, I'll tell you, man. That's real. Okay. This is a lot of time. He probably over there Googling shit.
Y'all about to laugh, probably. I'm from Cool Ranch for you. Every few bags, you get like some super flavor ones.
With that extra.
But then usually it's just like some simple ones. Like
you get a little even with a little bit of it, you still like it. That's
expensive. So, I think that's how I live, though. Like, I'll do like a little bit of like the trash or something. On the
bow, nigga.
Like that one chip that's in that bag you've been waiting for.
Like you hit that. Shit. Yeah.
So,
that's shit.
I think that's like my personality. Like, I'm pretty easy going for the most part. And then, like, sometimes I just throw you off.
I want some cool ass burritos.
Hell yeah. Them shits be a little more crunchy than the nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese
be
soggy, I see.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a weak ass chip. Ready to break at any moment.
I ain't ever seen no original burrito.
Hell no.
Well, I don't sound like a nut.
It sound about right. I don't see why they wouldn't make Korean first. Nacho cheese. Oh, but it ain't poutine. It's poutine.
Oh,
who got you,
bro? Oh, nah, see, I was wrong. It was nacho cheese. Oh, yeah, burrito. Nacho, niggas.
Fuck. Fuck it up. Well, I said that bitch 500 times.
What?
I'm trying to make it right. Poutine? 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 Shit, last question. Describe your mother in three words.
Holy shit.
I got one. Yeah, I'm trying to get all of them first.
You
gotta get your own words.
Loyal, organized. I'm not gonna use loving or caring because, like, of course. Yeah, we know this. We all know this.
Fuck your words.
Fuck my whole list up. I gotta hit the drawing board again.
That's what we're here for.
Fruitful. As long as we can have to keep trying to do that shit work.
Yeah. I didn't want to talk before we
got here.
Invincible.
Okay, so.
Oh, invincible. Dominant. I gotta think about that story, man.
You got
something? Yeah.
So, I have to say, determined. Humble. I am gonna say loving. Just because I feel like everybody's mom's love is different, you know what I mean? Like, everybody feels different, bro, but, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say loving just because I feel like my mom loves me so much, just shit like that. Like, you probably think your mom loves you, you mean the world to your mom, like, right, all y'all do. Like, you're boys, you're the same, bro.
That's
dude,
my best
like,
friend, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's your road dog, bro. That's it.
Joma, I would even put that shit in your mom's list too, though. Your mom,
I was like, just about to tell you, she loved everybody.
And my mom, yeah.
You got one more.
I know. Stuck.
That spider too long.
You got three. Oh, shit, Trav.
Shit, really only three words.
Right. I know, man. Damn. Well, me, I was on that last one.
Like, wavy.
You said so wavy?
Yes, you wavy.
That's a good one.
I'll say real. Like, I don't know some people can't take it
with you. Right. She's gonna keep it a butt. She's gonna keep it a butt.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Come on, you got that.
You're not playing with that spider.
Unconditional.
Unconditional. Okay. That third one. Be the That's the one you're thinking of. All the whole list. You like, damn, bro. This one that I picked though. So comes in three is hard. That's a good thing. Some people be like, nigga, 1, 2, 3, nigga, that's about it too. Like, damn.
That's pretty riveting.
I'm mad at that one. I'm mad at y'all niggas' ideas.
You don't like my favorite.
I'm guilty. Looking bad, man. Shit. I ain't getting no chance to make my list, man. They let me think about it. I had to go first. I'm sorry. I had to leave the conversation. No, I like that game, though. So that's going to be a segment every episode. I like this. Now on. How we wrap it up. Lifestyle tip, advice, challenge, shout out, anything. Yeah, I thought she was gonna come in hot.
No, that's why I asked. I need more time.
You said what? Advice?
Life advice or lifestyle tip, advice, challenge, or shout out. And that's here. I'll go with mine because it's written down.
Oh.
What the fuck? Yeah, I'm cheating. Fuck y'all niggas, man. I ain't get no chance to think, alright? On the last question.
Oh, sorry. It worked out. It worked out.
Y'all niggas can swim now. From this book I'm reading, or from Seven Spiritual, or Vlog Success, attention energizes and intention transforms. So, like, whatever we put our attention towards grows stronger. Right? Whether good or bad. And then our intentions organize fulfillment of dreams, purpose, and goals. So if we don't like make the move and take the action, you're not going to go nowhere, right? There's no progress. Basically, put attention toward the present so you can make intentions for the future. That's more. Kind of challenge.
I'll do that.
I got a quote. The giant looks in the mirror and sees nothing.
He's looking at his feet.
Huh?
That nigga looking at himself. But he don't see himself as a giant.
He's looking at like a regular size mirror. Nigga, you gonna look at your feet like that's all you can see.
He had a giant mirror.
Okay.
Look at your shit up. Put your laptop
on. Oh, me. Every time this nigga ready to share, he put the damn iPad away.
I would say know the strength of your thoughts. Especially as you grow. And no matter like what part of life you're in. to know who all of you think. That's what I'm saying. Earl Nightingale. So, he was a firm believer on who all of you think is who he is. So, yeah, that's just trying to manage your thoughts and kind of don't run through the line on this. That's just be intentional with what you think, why you think.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, mental state for the episode.
He didn't have a fit.
Oh, my fault, bro. Damn, hurry your ass up. I'm just playing.
I know you're going, because I couldn't think of nothing, but you made me fuck up today, I was about to say.
Ah, how you going to blame that shit on me?
Oh, no, I got it back. investing in yourself. Do something to really, like, push yourself forward. That's kind of piggybacking off of what you said. That's it. The best of it.
Mental state for the past 24 hours.
24 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Chilling, bro.
That's how I tuned to that.
Yeah.
I just got back
home.
Okay, nigga, my ring size is in. Do mine first. I say 10 and 2.
Look at you, bro. I've been out, bro. Okay. Well, shit, my legs are playing with basketball. Shit. Yeah. It's because of basketball.
It's that good one.
Yeah. Yeah, 10. I'm a good ass 24.
That's 24. I'll give it a 10, honestly.
I mean, fuck.
Yeah,
I'm gonna win these.
Come on, win these. Four.
That's lit. All teams. Shit.
If you had a discussion, season 6, keep sharing, liking. Hey, we up to. We're like 380 something, 5 stars, right?
Probably something like that.
Last week. Now we got 496.
496? 5 stars?
There you go. Then below 5.
Yeah, dude.
Feel me? That's great. Shout out to y'all for that. Yep. Appreciate it. Let's do our discussions. Nice.
Yeah.
Fair.
Y'all, yeah, okay.
Thank you.